Chapter 1. Viewing Party. Archery had for many years been a vital part of Jake's life. It had been his escape from work, stress, and intrusive thoughts before the system. After the system, it had been the tool that allowed him to fight and survive, especially in the beginning. So, not getting the skill upgraded to anything higher than common rarity after so long had been a real thorn in his side, an annoyance every time he opened his status menu. It was only made worse by his intuition telling him he was oh so close to the upgrade all the damn time. He just needed that one final push, a final round of truly contemplating his bowmanship. The thing that pushed the skill further turned out to not be a life-and-death battle, but instead an awkward struggle in midair as he tried to figure out how the hell to hit the damn birds flying all around him. Advanced archery, common, to expert archery, uncommon. It came the moment he hit his first bird. He felt an odd sense of pride that he quite honestly shouldn't have, considering he had fired over a dozen arrows already. Meanwhile, his bird buddy had ripped apart more than 20 of the attacking flock, while still somehow finding time to send him condescending glances. Blades of wind revolved around the hawk at all times, cutting into anything that came even close. On the other hand, Jake spent more time being badgered by the birds that kept pecking and slapping him with their wings in flybys. After the first few only managed to harm themselves as they chipped their beaks on his scales, they stopped attacking him in melee and instead fired blasts of mana at him. Not that those blasts did any damage either. It only served to annoy Jake further as he fought to stabilize himself midair while at the same time trying to knock yet another arrow. He failed miserably as he could barely stop himself from falling to the ground. But the experience had still somehow pushed his archery skill to the next level. Perhaps it was the ridiculous level of focus he was forced to apply, as he had to not only focus on his archery and hitting a flying enemy, but also control his own wings. He didn't feel much difference from the upgrade, likely due to his lack of ability to focus on the simple act of drawing a string and firing an arrow in his current predicament. In the end, he had enough. He opened his eyes wide at the flock of birds. Gaze of the apex hunter. His eyes shone an intense yellow sheen as the flock of birds all just stopped. Stopped and fell to the ground one by one. Bloody tears ran down his cheeks as he was forced to shut them, but it had done the job. You have slain Starling Flock Bird, level 14. Experience earned. You have slain Starling Flock Bird, level 18, experience earned. Ellipsis. You have slain Starling Flock Bird, level 34, experience earned. Nearly all of them died instantly. Only a few survived due to their higher level, but found themselves frozen and quickly cut apart by the hawk's blades of wind. The entire sky now basked in eerie silence as Jake said, "Vili, are you having a viewing party or what? I got used to your staring, but please don't invite friends over or I'll have to charge you for it. It's distracting as hell." Inside the Order of the Malefic Viper, in the most prestigious of chambers where only the Malefic Viper could enter, just a few moments before Jake began considering charging for a media license, a man lay with his arms behind his head, staring at the ceiling. Three women, barely covered by the thin sheets on the bed, lay around him, trying sheepishly to entice him into another round. Each of them had beautiful long green hair, emerald eyes, and bodies that anyone would call photoshopped if they saw a picture. The man was not human either, but covered in a thin layer of scales, with long black hair and dark green eyes that pierced the soul. The Malefic Viper hadn't had a round of nightly activity for eras, and from the lady's reactions, he hadn't lost his touch quite yet. His non-deadly kind of touch.
"You said that you met one of our descendants not long ago," one of the women asked, as she twirled her finger on his chest.
The scales didn't bother her in the slightest. Quite the opposite, in fact.
"Yeah, Viridia," he answered. "Current hall master of the only hall left, so the leader of the mortal part of the order."
"So whose is she?"
one of the other women asked.
"She can't be mine. I have never been with anyone but my lord,"
the third one stated proudly.
"Oh, what about that gallant guy we met back in Elwood?"
The first woman smiled.
"You spent a few millennia in his little treehouse, if I recall." "That was so long ago, and the kids I had then weren't any good to begin with."
Ladies, please, the viper interrupted. It doesn't matter now, does it? Besides, she is quite the fine young lass, so there is nothing to be embarrassed about.
She could be mine, then, the third one said, making a complete 180, one that earned only a sigh from her two sisters. The three women were known as the Ladies of the Verdant Lagoon. The Viper had first met them when they were only C-tier and they had joined his order. It had been another time, during the Third Era, back when his order was known and feared throughout the multiverse. As sisters, they all had immense talent and had soared through the ranks. Shortly before attaining B-tier, he'd taken all three of them as his women, and they'd had quite the passionate time together. Thinking about it, he hadn't been with them since he met her during the Fourth Era. Needless to say, all three of them had eventually attained godhood. It was quite rare for a family to all ascend like that, but the sisters had always shared a special bond. They'd fought together, had skills that were dependent on each other, and even possessed records that were tied together. Even Eversmile had found their situation interesting enough to study at one point. They had forsaken everything that was individuality. Even their names had been given up to bring them closer. The three of them were now simply known as the Sisters of the Verdant Lagoon, the First Sister, Second, and so on.
Does this mean that you plan to call on all the Hidden Ones?
The First Sister asked, after a bit of silence.
Most have walked their own paths by now, the Viper answered with a sigh, as he recalled the past. I never bound them in any way, and they have no obligation to the Order any longer.
While I cannot speak for all others, my lord, I can say that us sisters were more than elated when we heard of your return. Even more so when you reached out. You forbade us from coming to you, but I believe that most, if not all, would be more than happy to return to your side.
I know, he said, sighing. But it is not time yet anyway.
Just know that we are all eager to serve once more, she reiterated, letting silence reclaim the room for a while.
The Viper was staring at the ceiling again, his gaze piercing the void into the planet known as Earth, his favorite pastime these days. However, he tried not to overdo it. Besides, there were many other characters in the multiverse he enjoyed observing. As gods experienced with clairvoyance and far-seeing, the sisters were aware of their lord's actions, that he was peering at Earth. As to whom he was mainly observing, it was an easy guess. They found it peculiar and unusual for a god, much less a primordial, to care so much about mortal affairs.
What makes that mortal human so special?
The second sister asked, finally unable to hold herself back.
His name is Jake, the Viper answered. He's a friend.
A friend?
She asked, before she began laughing.
What a novel concept. It sounds like an interesting game.
Turning to her, the Viper stared into her eyes, not a hint of jest in them.
I am serious.
But why?
The third sister asked, she too unable to hold her tongue.
To invest so much of your time and efforts into a mortal that could fall at any moment is just wasteful.
Sighing, the Viper turned to all the sisters.
Tell me. What am I to you?
My lord, a supreme existence, the one above all in my heart.
The answers came simultaneously, only the last one standing out a bit. Yet they all had one thing in common.
And there you have it. To you three, I stand above you. I am your superior.
Is that not only natural?
The first sister asked, a bit confused.
It is, the Viper agreed.
That was how the multiverse worked, after all. Power was what dictated everything. Respect was automatically earned simply by being powerful. It wasn't just a norm born out of habits or a social structure that had been adopted, it was natural law. A superior being suppressed those below them without even trying. One had to consciously hold back their aura to avoid making those of lower rank feel an innate compulsion to submit. Even if someone could resist the compulsion, they would still be instilled with a sense of inferiority. As a primordial, the Viper was positioned at the apex of the multiverse.
The beings he didn't naturally suppress in the multiverse were few and far between. For him to find someone he both didn't suppress and got along with was even harder, considering his eccentric personality. Yet a mortal had waltzed into his realm, not giving a shit about his aura or the natural suppression he should feel. Instead, the human had looked upon him like he was an absolute idiot when he, a mighty god, had tried to show off. It was a novel experience. He had even dared to give advice to a god. An F-grade was talking to a god as an equal. It was unheard of. It wasn't just a matter of pride or personality that allowed one to stand unfazed before a god as a mortal, much less F-grade before primordial. The Viper knew it had to be the peculiar bloodline Jake possessed that allowed him to do so. Of course, the Viper wouldn't have bothered as much if it was indeed just the bloodline making him stand out. Jake wasn't the first mortal he had met with the power to stand tall before gods. But he was the first to act like he was just meeting some random person on the subway. That he also turned out to possess monstrous potential was what sealed the deal for him. While the disparity between the two was nearly as wide as it could feasibly be in the multiverse, it didn't discourage the Viper at all.
"I still don't get it," the second sister said,
bringing the Viper's mind back to reality.
"And you don't have to. Just know that Jake sees me as an equal, and I see him in turn as an equal."
He knew it was useless to try and explain it. It was a concept that didn't make any sense to natives of the multiverse, after all. Maybe something only those who had grown up in a world without levels and skills could understand. Immortality was a long time, and to a god, the life of a mortal, even an S-grade mortal, seemed infinitely short. Perhaps it was a way to protect themselves, but barely any gods had any serious relationships with anyone that weren't gods. Sometimes it was done with an S-grade near the peak if a god believed they would ascend, but even that was rare. The sisters tried asking a bit more, but in the end gave up, partly because they didn't get it at all, and partly because they feared angering the primordial by being too pesky. For him to share a bed with them was already a massive victory in their minds, and they didn't want to spoil the mood. But the third sister did give one last try after a while.
"Can we see this mortal? I am very interested to know more."
Sure, the Malefic Viper said.
He materialized a screen in the air showing what he'd looked at earlier. A human with wings flew through the air with a bird that sometimes flew up and pecked him on his forehead. They appeared to be fighting some larger birds. None of the sisters cared much for the scuffle between E-grades, but still watched intently to try and comprehend what made the mortal so extraordinary. The fight ended rather quickly, the larger birds clearly being outmatched. The only interesting thing was the snickering of the Viper at the human's quite frankly horrendous flying skills. He full-on laughed when even the bird accosted him. To the three female gods, it was boring to watch until the fight was truly finished by taking down a flock of smaller birds with some soul attack skill. And the human did something they didn't expect. He looked straight up, straight into the void where the Viper and three of them peered through, staring directly into their eyes. "Villy, are you having a viewing party or what?" the mortal said into thin air before rubbing off the blood that was coming out of his eyes. "I got used to your staring, but please don't invite friends over, or I'll have to charge you for it. It's distracting as hell." The four gods lying on the bed were the only ones to hear him, except for the bird, which appeared to only lower its opinion of him due to his apparent insanity. Jake's casual rebuttal made the three sisters open their eyes wide. Now they were full of even more questions than before.
"How did he detect us? How dare he speak the Malefic One's name like that? Those eyes."
The Viper could only smile, feeling a weird sense of satisfaction at the three dumbstruck gods. Felt good not to be the only one surprised by Jake's nonsensical abilities.
"Well, there you have it," he said, dispersing the screen once more. "As to how he knows I'm watching, heck if I know. He just does, and I find it only adds to the enjoyment."
He chose to categorically ignore the comments on etiquette and whatnot. He didn't care.
He also knew that any punishment short of death would be meaningless, as she was a bit of a masochist, if he had to say so himself. Not that he found the trait detrimental in bed. But he had one more thing to add.
Oh, by the way, don't mention anything about him to anyone, all right?
The words were formed as a request, but the sisters were fully aware it wasn't.